Fisher for three.
Bang! He could.
This is the Tom and Jerry Sports Show.
Go!
This is the Tom and Jerry Sports Show podcast. This is our first, actually.
We are
formerly of the Tom and Jerry Sports Show on All Noise Radio and the Live 365 app. We're pushing it into a podcast now. We're a full, probably going to do a 45 to 50 minute podcast all about sports. And that's what we're going to drop right here. So what do you want to start with? We'll start with some NFL free agency. That we just got off of our All Noise show, and that was the last thing that we talked about. The free agency starts tomorrow, March 11th at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So we'll see some big names go, like we said.
Yeah.
The biggest name, probably one of the biggest names, you'll see Hakeem Nicks. Formerly of the New York Giants. I don't think he will be re-signing with the Giants.
No,
I doubt it.
Yeah.
He says himself he wants to be the missing link. He wants to be he would like to play with Andrew Luck. He said he can see himself catching footballs from Andrew Luck, which would be a good fit.
Oh, yeah,
I believe that would definitely be one of the missing links for them.
Yeah, I think the two teams that he actually mentioned were probably the best fits for him.
Yeah.
And the other team was Carolina, with obviously Cam Newton throwing to him.
Definitely.
That's where he's from, is Carolina. So, home sweet home feeling for him and his family.
Absolutely.
His parents will be able to go to the games. He can go to their house after the games, whatever it may be. So, and that's actually a great fit, especially if they keep Steve Smith.
Yeah.
It's tough because... just talking about Steve Smith, because I really hope they don't cut him.
Yeah.
I know they want less money or whatever it may be, but this is like that certain case where the player should finish out his career where he started. He's been there his whole career.
Absolutely.
He's been one of the top wide receivers his whole career, so they really should. And now that they're actually title contenders again, it would be so wrong if they just, all right, we'll seal it. I get it. It's a business. Things happen, but that'll be just cold blooded, man. That'll be cold blooded. That especially if they get Nicks, he finally has a very good receiver opposite of him for, I would say, the second time in his career when he had Mushi and Muhammad. Couple good years they had together, but
that was a great tandem.
Yeah, so
that really was.
That could really, bring back what that used to be with Hakeem Nicks on the other side. I can make Steve Smith feel younger, playing better, that he has competition on the other side of him. So I think that's the best fit. And then I would go Indy just because of, like I said, the connection to home. He's from Carolina. I just think that's a better fit. I think they're a better team in general, Carolina, with their defense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Obviously this is our first podcast on, iTunes, Spreaker, YouTube. And SoundCloud as well. We're going to give, a quick bio of each other. We are from Long Island, New York. He's a Orioles.
Yes.
Tom is an Orioles, Ravens. And I guess, and an Islanders.
Basketball, I just kind of, obviously Baltimore doesn't have a team.
Yeah, he likes LeBron James.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's basically what I just
I, on the other hand, am a Cowboys, Lakers, Islanders, and a Yankees fan. So, we got some riffs going back and forth here.
Yeah.
But,
mostly with baseball. And hockey, we just struggle together.
We went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. We graduated together. We won the Best Sports Radio Award. So
yeah,
why not bring it into the real world now?
Yeah, this is definitely something we've dreamed about doing.
Absolutely.
For a while. This is, would be the pinnacle of our career, doing this for a living.
Yeah.
in any way, shape, or form. I mean, we eat, live, sleep, sports 24/7. I mean, it's what we do. It was what we were meant to do. So, you know, here we are taking that chance, basically.
Yeah. So, show some support. We're on Twitter, Tom, letter N, Jerry Sports, all together. On Facebook.com/T, the letter T, the letter N, the letter J, Sports. We're on YouTube at my page, Jerry Naps. We're on Twitter, Tom, the letter N, Jerry Sports Show, all together. Then on SoundCloud at Tom and Jerry Sports Show. Spreaker at Tom and Jerry Sports Show. We'll be on iTunes at the Tom and Jerry Sports Show. So definitely check us out. We're mainly on allnoiseradio.com and the Live 365 app. Check us out on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, as well as it repeating on... Check us out.
Yeah, I mean, any feedback, any comments, any questions, anything like that is greatly appreciated. It helps us get better.
We will take callers, but it's through our cell phones on speaker. It does sound good on the air.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call in, just direct message us on Twitter or Facebook. And if you do have our numbers, text us when you want to call in, and we'll let you know when you can. And we take questions, you know, whenever you want. Ask us a question on Twitter. Ask us a question on Facebook. We will answer it. We will answer it on the air as well. So, you know, if you want, we'll even shout you out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll give you a shout out when you ask us a question. We have no problem with answering questions. It actually helps our show.
Exactly. Yeah, it's actually a great thing.
Yeah. So definitely send in your questions. Send in your, you know, calls. Whatever you want to do. But we're going to get to back to the sports part of this. We were talking about the NFL free agency. It's looking like Dante Whitner is one of the best safeties in the in free agency. It's looking like the Bears and the Jets have interest on them, also as well as, you know, the Cowboys and other teams that need safeties.
He'll definitely go relatively quickly.
Yeah,
being a part of that great Niners defense recently.
A report just came out that the Steelers are releasing outside linebacker Lamar Woodley. Okay. Which is big.
Yeah, he's been there for quite a while too. A lot of productive years.
Yeah,
especially during the Super Bowl stretch that they had recently.
Yeah, definitely. The Cowboys punter Chris Jones signs his exclusive tender, which is big because he had a decent year with them last year. So we'll see what happens with that. Michael Bennett is looking like a favorite to re-sign with Seattle. Also, the Chicago has some interest in that as well. I see him going in the first day of free agency. Who else? Jarius Byrd is an option for the Dolphins.
Yeah, so, I think he's asking for a lot of money, a lot of top safety money, I guess you could say.
Well, I don't know if the Dolphins are going to be able to do that and Brandon Albert, because Brandon Albert's going to be a big signing.
And they had a big season last year, big off season last year.
Yeah.
Bringing in... Ellerby.
Yeah, Ellerby.
And they also signed Mike Wallace last year.
Yeah,
so.
It was a big free agency year for them.
Yeah, so I mean,
and it
now,
didn't pan out at all.
Yeah, and then now reportedly they're going after or close to signing Brandon Albers. So that's going to be a lot of money because he's one of the top, he's a top offensive lineman in the league. So
Rashard Mendenhall, a running back, formerly of the
you could say
Steelers.
His better years were the Steelers.
Better years were the Steelers. 26 years old, he just is, you know, hanging up his cleats.
And
you,
I mean,
his reasoning was he's sick of the NFL life.
Yeah, and it's a grind. I mean, no one knows besides people that have played in the NFL what it exactly is, and it's. I mean, I couldn't even imagine going through it. You have to train every day. There's no off days. I mean, the mental stress it has to put on you, the mental wear.
It's a crazy life, especially at a running back.
I mean, it's like getting in just car accidents at like 30 miles an hour over and over and over, and every time you get tackled, it takes a toll on you. And I mean, kudos to him. He's a very intelligent guy. He's a very smart guy. 26 years old, and he's done.
Yeah.
And you gotta credit him.
Yeah,
for
you have to give him, you know, some kind of credit that he was actually able to,
yeah,
you know, say, you know what.
He's not quitting in the middle of a contract or anything like that. He's taking, it's his choice.
Yep.
He was in a contract year, and he said, you know what, instead of the wear and tear, let me save my body for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
So you gotta give it to him.
Yeah. Wesley Woodyard is reportedly generating interest from the Cowboys, which is a big move for
because their linebackers always seem to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we don't know what's happening with DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah,
We said, we also said on All Noise Radio that tomorrow at before 3 o'clock they should get their decision. What happens with DeMarcus Ware? Whether he'll be taking a pay cut and
or
staying with
cut.
The Cowboys or getting cut, and he'll turn into one of the top free agents, if not the top free agent in this, you know, span of free agency.
Yeah.
As well as the Giants having expressed interest in the Saints center, Brian Delafuente. So we'll see what happens with that.
Speaking of the Saints and Giants, just off the top of my head, Darren Sproles, who got released.
Yeah.
Might work for the Giants, who need a running back, as we saw last
year. They do. They do. You know what?
It's not that type of back, though, because he's more of like a fits in.
Yeah.
Obviously, like in New Orleans, where their running game is essentially screens and quick passes.
Exactly.
That's kind of where he maybe. I would say New England, but they're kind of good on backs with Vereen and all those guys they have.
Yeah, they don't need that.
But a system like that is exactly where he would flourish.
You know where a place that sticks out in my head for Darren Sproles would be Denver.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe returning back to San Diego.
That
maybe.
Too. Yeah. Just because, you know, Peyton Manning likes that little screen pass, that quick pass. I feel like that would be a good spot.
That'd actually be a really good spot,
you know,
coming to think of it, yeah.
And, you know, especially if they do lose Eric Decker.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Indianapolis.
That too, yeah.
Trent Richardson, obviously, didn't produce what they got him for. But Donald Brown's a good back.
Yeah.
Very good back.
See, like, if they did go after Darren Sproles, I think they could get a lot for Trent Richardson again.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, I feel like they can
at
get
at least a second, third rounder, and especially in this upcoming draft,
it could go a long
way. You could trade on the draft day probably and get like we said, a second and third rounder most likely.
And speaking of a draft day trade, the Cowboys were talking about maybe trading their first round pick to Miami for Deion Jordan, who was the third pick last year.
Yeah.
So that would be a good pick. I feel like he didn't pan out last year with Miami, but it is Miami. You know, I feel like he can flourish with a defensive line coach like Rob Marinelli.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a big fit for him. That'd be a good fit.
And there's
for
also
him.
Just that aura of playing for Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of what you say, what anyone says, I mean, they're just that team in the NFL. It is what it is, but maybe that would kind of spark, you know, more interest in him to, you know, step his game up, because there's obviously going to be a lot more people watching than watching a Dolphins game. He's going to get more criticism for when he plays poorly on the if he went to Dallas. And yeah, I think that would work, depending on who's on the board.
Especially if, like I said, you know, the Cowboys at 16, they're kind of, you know, they need a safety and they need a defensive lineman. Either one is going to go for them in the first round. You know, a lot of people were saying that they had Clinton Dix at their spot.
Yeah.
But then a lot of GMs are expressing that they're not sold on him. Being that, you know, they said that he is the top safety in the draft, but a lot of teams aren't sold on him. So the other guy that they were talking about was Aaron McDonald, I think it is. So, you know, it can go either way. If they feel like this guy Deion Jordan will be better than either one of them, mm-hmm. I feel like they go for it. I mean, yeah. I trade a
I definitely know
pick.
He has the athleticism.
Oh, absolutely.
From watching him in Oregon, he just has.
You know who he kind of reminds me of, a like an OCU Manure kind of.
Yeah,
you know, like a quick, that. You yeah. know, style. Like not even like he's not even a. Like a heavy dude, like
yeah,
he,
just relying more, on like more
yeah.
moves,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
finesse
elusive,
moves.
Yeah,
like the Colts line with Robert Mathis and
yeah,
Freeney back in the day, kind of using those spin moves that they have, and Robert Mathis' way of really creating angles to get to the quarterback.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
You don't see other defensive ends using, but yeah, I think that would be good. For the Cowboys to get a linebacker, because it always seems that one of them goes down
yeah.
a year. It's just inevitable, and for whatever reason. But having like that, especially if you bring back DeMarcus Ware,
yeah,
kind of having that,
well,
that tandem on opposite sides.
That's what I was saying. If we can bring back,
and Hatcher would be in the middle,
Ware,
right? Well, he's also
well,
the yeah,
he's
the
a free agent,
and, yeah.
So
and he's gonna get money
right now. The whole DeMarcus Ware.
It's kind of a big yeah.
part
big.
Is holding back the Jason Hatcher
yeah.
part. Because I feel like if they get rid of DeMarcus Ware, I feel like Jason Hatcher is going
to
be right
yeah,
back
you have to.
Where he was. So, you know, it all depends, you know, like I said, on DeMarcus Ware. With the Cowboys, it's all on DeMarcus Ware. Once this happens, once this go down, the Cowboys can do a lot
yeah.
if they get rid of him. They can
they
do
can.
A lot. Like I said on All
Noise
Radio,
that's
kind of
how you have to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, is it worth it to pay that much for one guy when, say, he can get double teamed all year? You
yeah.
know, like he was getting last year, or got hurt like he was last year, or you can spread that $10 million around to 2-3 younger guys that can fill positions that you need. More
yeah.
importantly, you know, that's the question Jerry Jones has to answer.
Absolutely,
and it's a very important question because. I mean, it's a lot of money for
yeah.
for one guy, especially on a team where I don't want to say he's the only pass rusher because obviously Hatcher had a phenomenal year last year, but he is the marquee guy on that defense, and he's going to get the attention no matter what. So it's a lot to ask, and that's why we're here and we're not NFL owners
yeah, exactly.
or GMs. So.
It's you know, like you were saying, it's a tough position for Jerry Jones,
yeah.
you know. To get rid of one of the top, you know, defensive ends / outside linebackers
yeah.
that, you know, is one of the most dominant, you know,
oh, yeah.
in the last, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
To just get rid of him after an
you would hope
an
to see him
okay
take a pay
season.
Cut.
Yeah.
yeah. You would hope to see him take a pay cut and
the only thing right now is he knows that he's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that's, you know, holding him back from taking a pay cut because, you know, like I said, he's going to be a
yeah.
lot in this free agent.
You know, he'll get a lot over like a 4-year span.
Exactly. Yeah.
4-year contract.
So,
and yeah, it's so, you know, really both sides kind of have a lot to take in here in such a short period of time. And that's why it's, you know, kind of dragged out for so long because it's a very important decision for these guys. I mean, from DeMarcus Ware's standpoint, he has to think about, all right, this might be my last chance at a contract. Whenever, you know, when would it be? After this year?
Yeah.
This upcoming year?
Yeah, I think so.
He would be a free agent. Yeah, so, I mean, he'll be probably, what, 31 at that contract?
Yeah, around that.
Yeah, so that's his last contract, you know, flat out. That's it. So, do you take a pay cut, get hurt, and then you miss out on your chance at a good contract,
yeah.
you know? Or do you just say, you know what, I got to get it while I can.
Exactly.
And you know what, in the NFL, you kind of do.
Yeah.
You have to take the money while you
yep.
can. That's tough.
You know, an interesting thing. I was listening to The Herd with Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio today. And around March Madness, he always does some kind of bracket.
Yeah.
Whether it be best player. I think last year was like the greatest player
mm-hmm.
In all of sports. That was the thing. So this year they're doing the best franchise.
Okay.
So the brackets just came out today.
All right.
And the brackets go by, you know, best to, like, the last bracket would be, like, the worst out of all of them.
Okay.
So the first bracket, the number one seed is the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Up against the Mets, the 16th seed.
That's pretty funny.
Then the 8 is Chicago White Sox. The 9 is Cleveland Indians. The 5th seed is the Patriots. And the 12th seed is the Indiana Pacers.
I kind of thought they would get a higher seed, Patriots, but I guess it's only really been the past 10-ish years.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But, I mean, they are in the most powerful
That's true.
Bracket. Yeah. So, I mean, no one's going to beat the Yankees just because of their worth, the amount of championships they have and everything. So, you know, I was kind of a little weary on the Indiana Pacers, though, because of they really haven't won a championship.
Yeah. And then, you kind of got me thinking with any Cleveland team. I mean, no offense to them, but it's been like 45 years since any of them have won. So that was kind of surprising to see those teams even, you know, in that. But I guess you kind of just have to throw teams in there.
Yeah.
They're not going to. And any team, like you said, that goes against the Yankees or anything like that,
it's going to be tough.
There's no shot.
The 4 seed is the Giants, and the 13th seed is the Jets. So they're going up head-to-head.
Oh, cool. A little New York versus New York again.
Manchester United versus the Phoenix Suns, the 6th and the 11th seed.
Now, see, that's going to be very interesting if Europeans actually get in on this.
Yeah.
Because if Europeans get in on this, then there's some competition.
Yeah, definitely. Because you'll have Barcelona, which I'm going to bring up very soon. You got Manchester United. You know, these teams that, you know, all the soccer, you know, fans
like
love.
We think NFL is popular here. It is nothing compared to soccer across
in
the world.
Europe, nothing
compared to it.
The number 3 seed is the Red Sox against the 14th seed Portland Trail Blazers. The 7th seed is FC Barcelona. Against the Los Angeles Kings. So, and Colin was saying that he was surprised at the the hockey outcry for teams.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of hockey teams in this. And then after that is the number 2 seed Los Angeles Dodgers against the 15th Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
So there's teams
they're kind of make you question.
Yeah, like there's teams like you're like, the Dodgers. They were formerly of Brooklyn.
They'll get love just for that.
Yeah,
I mean,
where they were.
There are still
the
people
Dodgers.
That are Brooklyn Dodger fans.
Yeah. So the next bracket is the Michael Jordan region. The number 1 seed is the Lakers. 16th Buccaneers. The number 2 is the Boston Celtics. The number 15 is the Buffalo Bills. The number 3 is the San Francisco 49ers. And the 14 is Seattle. Seahawks.
Yeah.
The number 4 seed is Toronto Maple Leafs. The number 13 seed is the Philadelphia Flyers.
The Maple Leafs have a lot of history, believe me.
Yeah.
They go back.
Yeah. The number 5 seed is the Boston Bruins. And the number 12 seed is the Pittsburgh Penguins. The number 6 seed is Golden State Warriors, and the number 11 seed is the San Francisco Giants. The number 7 seed is Oakland Raiders. And
they got the history, though.
They do have
Madden.
The history, yeah. And the number 10 seed is Atlanta Braves. And then the 8 seed is Miami Heat, and the 9 seed is Miami Dolphins.
Miami Heat will blow off just because...
Lately.
Yeah, exactly. They're just going to have... Those like bandwagon votes, I guess you could say. So they'll get close to this tournament. You know, they'll get a couple wins, I guess you could say, whatever you could say about it. But yeah, they'll definitely get some bandwagon love.
The next region is the Joe Montana region. You have the number 1 seed, the Dallas Cowboys. The number 16 seed is the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if you see pattern here.
Yeah.
Being that the number 1 seeds are all,
division rivals with their...
My teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number 1 seeds.
Well, I wasn't going with that.
I mean, no big deal.
I was going with the 1 versus 16s were rivals of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Or cross-town rivals, or yeah, whatever it may be.
But also, you know, the New York Yankees are number one seed. The Dallas Cowboys are number one seed. Yeah. The Los Angeles Lakers are number one seed. No big deal. I mean, I'm just letting you know there's a pattern
just,
here with
it's
me.
It's just a team that everyone picks up on, especially in our era, especially the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because everyone's dad was their favorite team, yeah, or whatever it may be. Yankees, forget about it. It's the biggest joke. People come to America and put a Yankees hat on.
Doesn't make them a Yankee fan just because.
No, but I'm saying that's how they get fans.
But yeah,
half of their fans are
just wearing hats.
Just people are wearing hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the biggest, yeah, you know, like the Yankees are one of the biggest selling.
Oh, yeah. The hat alone, you see them everywhere. Yeah. That hat is everywhere.
Exactly. The number two seed is St. Louis Cardinals. The number 15 is Oakland Athletics. The number three seed is Green Bay Packers. 14th is Chicago Bears. That's going to be a good little matchup there. The number four seed is Real Madrid, like we were talking about the whole soccer. 13th is Miami Marlins. There's no way Madrid is losing to the Marlins.
Yeah.
The five seed is Washington Redskins. The 12th is Philadelphia 76ers. The sixth seed is Denver Broncos. 11th is Pittsburgh Pirates. The seventh is Indianapolis Colts against the number 10 Baltimore Ravens.
Just a quick point of how much that doesn't make sense, that the Colts are ahead of the Ravens when the Ravens have won more than the Colts have won.
But, you know, if you start going to the Colts, you start thinking
about... I get their history, you know, they were...
You start thinking about Johnny Unitas, thinking about Peyton Manning,
but
Marvin Harrison.
Those were the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, that is true. You have a...
And now we now have two Super Bowls in the last 17 years, but we're a 10 seed. Okay.
I know.
Okay. No, okay. I get it. Yeah.
The number eight seed
second
is
best defense in NFL history, but we're a 10 seed. Okay. Okay.
The number eight seed is the San Antonio Spurs, and the nine is Houston Rockets. So that fills out the Joe Montana region. The last region is a Wayne Gretzky region. You got the number one seed Montreal Canadiens, 16th Edmonton Oilers. Two is the Pittsburgh Steelers. 15 is the New York Islanders.
Yeah.
Woo! 15 seed. We're about to be the Cinderella story.
Nah, we're going to get blown out by the Steelers.
Then the number three seed is the New York Knicks against the New York Rangers, 14 seed.
That'd be
interesting.
This is a Knicks town, you do say, but right now you would have to lean at the Rangers.
Yeah, no. The number four seed is Chicago Bulls against the Chicago Cubs, 13 seed. That's, you know, a lot of these are, especially this region, because listen to this. You got the number five seed, Detroit Red Wings against Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of that in this bracket.
Yeah. Then you got the six seed, Chicago Blackhawks against the 11 Kansas City Chiefs. Seven is the New Jersey Devils against the New Orleans Saints, number 10 seed. Then we got the 8 seed Cincinnati Reds against the 9 seed Detroit Tigers, and that fills out the whole bracket.
Let's not put the Orioles in there. I mean, we only got 3 World Series.
I believe cool.
No
they're
Orioles.
Not in there?
No.
Are you sure?
Let's just throw the rest of the garbage teams.
Yeah, they're not in there.
You know,
wow.
I mean, only 3 World Series.
Wow.
That's not a big deal or anything.
Wow.
That's cool. It's cool.
I didn't even realize
that. Let's put the Braves in there, though. Yeah.
I guess it sucks.
Let's put the Braves in.
Well, the Braves do have a lot. They do.
They don't have any chips, bro. They have, like, what, one in the past?
I mean, like, they have a lot of,
I get the history, but...
The history.
Pretty sure Cal Ripken did some history himself.
But also,
I'm pretty sure having four starters win 20 games in 1 year would kind of make you get on that list. I don't know.
You know what it is? It kind of goes by
popularity,
how much they're worth, how much they've done in their history, fans, blah blah blah. You know, so obviously Baltimore. I mean,
I don't buy it.
What are you gonna do?
A 10 seed and no Orioles? Nah, that's a joke. I'm sorry.
But let's get some other news in sports. We were talking about on All Noise Radio about the Phil Jackson whole thing. Like we were saying, it's kind of a weird situation because of how Dolan is very, he has to own the team. Like, he has to have control of this team, and Phil Jackson is the same way. Phil Jackson, I can see going into this meeting and being like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. I want to stay at home and
need,
be able to work.
Off days this day, I need
because
travel.
when he was, you know, negotiating with the Lakers on coaching the Lakers, he said he didn't want to go to any road games.
Yeah. You can't
you can't have your cake and eat it too. I mean,
yeah, that's a little too much there.
Exactly. So it's, you know, like I said, it's a weird situation because of how Dolan loves Melo and Phil Jackson is
iffy
says on Melo.
Yeah, things to work on, whatnot.
So it's a weird situation. Like, and like I said on All Noise, the decision is supposed to either come today or sometime this week. So we'll find out then.
Yeah, there's so many things to this because...
Because of Melo being
now,
able to walk after this year.
Yeah, and they did it during the year kind of thing. Now Melo has come out and said he didn't like that they did that, that they're talking to him now.
They're losing.
They're one of the worst teams in the league. They don't have a draft pick this year.
Which is bad.
It's a very... This is one of the... I would say probably since the LeBron draft with that crazy, you know, Melo and all that. I'm not saying it's that draft, obviously, because that's one of the best drafts ever.
Draft.
But it's a deep draft. We can say that. Yeah. It's, and the thing I was saying before is why would Phil want to risk his legacy to, and for what, you know?
On a team that's so-so and it's, they're not even, they have no upside coming
they
up.
They have absolutely no upside. Yeah.
There really is. I mean, the only upside that they have is Hardaway Jr. That's it.
Yeah.
That's really it. Shumpert is, you don't even know with him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's, one day he's good, and then the next day he's, You know, Melo is getting old. He'll be leaving soon.
He's going
to,
I mean.
He'll probably be leaving after this year.
You have to
say that.
Because no one that's a winner in the way that Melo is wants to put up with this.
Yeah.
And I mean, to ask your best player to, like, oh, you know, can you just hold off for one more year so we can maybe get you talent, maybe get you another piece. What I get it, $30 million more.
See, the thing is, they don't have money.
Yeah.
After this. They don't have money after
this. They would have to wait until to free up
Stoudemire,
Amnesty, Stoudemire's.
It's just a tough situation, like I said, all around because there's no upside with the Knicks.
There isn't.
It's just going to get worse and worse as we go on. And that was one of the things because they said that, you know, Phil Jackson wanted the best setup.
Yeah.
You know,
which is obvious. Yeah.
Phil Jackson can do a lot. Don't get me wrong. He's, if not the greatest coach of all time. I mean, 11 championships. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he needs for, you know, a great NBA team.
Yeah, exactly.
And right now, the Knicks are not even close to that.
No.
Not even close to that.
I don't see any way, shape, or form that he takes this job. I would be so surprised if he took this job.
Because they're talking about him leaning towards it, and I don't know.
I know they say that.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I'm sorry. How can you lean towards this job?
Yeah, I know.
That's what makes no sense to me. It's nothing but a risk. You're just going to risk your perfection, I guess you could say, as a champion. You're risking your legacy as a team builder, which he never really was anyway. He just had the pieces to begin with.
Yeah.
You're risking too much to get too little out of it.
And technically, this is really his only job that he, like, this first time really getting into a...
This would be, like, actual as, like,
a front
GM.
Office
yes,
job.
Exactly, yes.
You know, he's, with the teams that he's had as coach, like, coaching those teams, he had a lot of, you know, control of that team.
Yeah.
But it's not, he didn't have the title of...
This is different now.
President of
now
basketball.
Now you're doing contracts
operation.
And all that.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to get people... You're not just the coach and you're, you know, preparing them for the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to build a team here. And
exactly.
And one of the worst situations in which to build a team is the Knicks right now.
Yeah.
Because of their situation with the money, no draft picks. So it's, like I said, too much of a risk for not too much of a reward for Phil Jackson.
Exactly.
Like, you'll get to, say he does come to the Knicks and wins. builds the championship team and wins.
Yeah.
How much would that really add compared to if they failed at, with him there?
Yeah, I know.
What would that would do? And you know, so exactly. that's how I'm looking at it, and that's why I say I just think it's a zero chance that he goes there. That's just, I mean, it's too much work for a 65, whatever he may be, year old.
Yeah.
He already says he doesn't want to travel a lot. He wants to work from home.
And like we were saying, it, you know, his girlfriend or fiance or wife, whatever it is Jeannie Buss, who owns half of the Lakers.
Yeah, it's a little bit opposite side
and,
of the country.
And, you know, the Lakers are stationed in Los Angeles.
I mean, yeah, we get it. They have money and they can kind of travel, but yeah. It's kind of hard to go on a date when you're president of the basketball operations of the Knicks and half owner of the Lakers. Yeah. It's a little difficult to set up.
It's a tough situation. Yeah. That's why, like, I think Jim Buss should just swallow
the
pill.
He's got to suck it up,
yeah. And
he's got to.
You know, let him in on whatever you... The guy has shown that he's a great coach.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about with basketball.
Yeah.
Give him a job.
Yeah.
Why are you going to have him go all the way to New York and then kill you that
I
way?
I just want it to either end or him go somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of getting Favre-ish.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's him doing it. Because it was clearly Favre doing it for himself.
It's a lot of media, though.
It is media. I'm just tired of hearing his name.
Yeah.
Either come back or just go away.
Exactly.
Either one. Just please pick one.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing his name every single season. Oh, he might come back near. Yeah. Like, just stop. Please. Yeah. Just go away.
You know, we'll get into the NHL because over the week we had the NHL trade deadline, which happened on Wednesday. And we had some a decent trade deadline.
Yeah.
And like we were saying, the NHL trade deadline is probably the best in sports.
Yeah.
Out of all the trade deadlines.
There's always a big name.
Yeah, there's always at least one or two big names that are going. And you know, when you hear like the MLB trade deadline, the NBA trade deadline, the NFL trade deadline,
you hear big names
rumored, and then nothing happens. Yeah. Nothing happens. With the NFL, it's more of a free agency. That's the solid time for NFL. MLB is the same way, you know, off season. Yeah. NBA, same way as offseason. When you're talking about the trade deadline, mid-season trade deadline, you're talking
Nothing's bigger than the NHL.
Yeah. Because you can get help with one deal.
Yep.
And a lot of teams, unlike, you know, the NFL, the NBA, you know, or baseball, in the NHL, when a team's not doing well, they ship their players.
Yeah,
they ship them.
Yeah. Yep.
If they know they can't make the playoffs, their first thing is... You know what?
Yep. Clean sheet.
They're gone.
Yep.
You know, we're not going to have a high contract on our team if we're, you know, we're not close to being that team.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened with the Islanders, you know, with Thomas Vanek. They knew they were going to lose him in free agency.
So in that respect, like...
You got something.
You got something. I understand, but it just... It hurts a little more when you lost what you did lose to get
exactly.
him.
Exactly. You know, we ended up getting a conditional second round pick for a, I think, and we got Sebastian Kolberg, a forward prospect, I think of 2 years ago, the draft from 2 years ago, and he was one of the top guys on our board, and They actually got the two guys that they wanted that was on their board. So in that respect,
you give them that,
it's, you know, it's whatever. But one of the biggest trades was Callahan from the Rangers being traded to the Tampa Bay Lightning for Martin St. Louis. The Rangers traded a 2014 conditional second round pick and a 2015 first round pick for a 38-year-old.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a win now.
Yeah.
You would feel like for the Rangers.
I'm feeling it's more of a win for the Tampa Bay Lightning because you're getting a young Ryan Callahan who is a great leader.
It just depends on what they do with him.
Yeah.
In terms of signing or not.
And we were talking about, he has the intangibles.
Yeah.
He blocks shots.
Yeah, he's not like a high scorer type, but he just all around, just you're good all around player.
It's good because they have Stamkos, who's one of the best scorers in the league.
You don't need him to be.
So, you know, you don't need Callahan. Like, Callahan will give you 15 goals, 20 goals a season. He's not going to give you the 35, 40 goals.
No, and that's what's tough with him, though, is because of the money he's asking for.
Yeah.
And he doesn't excel in really anything in particular. That's what makes it tough for him.
So, like I said, I feel like this is more of a win for Tampa Bay because they're getting a younger Ryan Callahan.
And they're getting picks, too.
They're getting picks, and they're getting rid of a 38-year-old who's got maybe two or three more years left.
You got to give it to Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
Did a great job with this trade.
Yeah. Aleš Hemský was traded from the Oilers to the Senators for a 2014 fifth-round pick and a 2015 third-round pick, which is great. I think it's a great trade. Devin Dubnyk, goalie from the Predators, was traded to the Montreal Canadiens, who needed a goalie because of Carey Price being hurt all the time, for future considerations. So that's you know, when you're giving up future considerations, that's you're winning.
Yeah.
You're winning out of that. You're getting a deal for, you know, a goalie that's a decent goalie for nothing.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Then you got Tuomo Ruutu being traded to the Devils from Carolina for Andre Loktionov. And a 2017 conditional third-round pick. So that's a good trade, I feel, for the Devils. I think that's a great trade. The Penguins, like we said, just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Marcel,
making these trades.
Marcel Gotch from the Florida Panthers was traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins for a fifth-round pick of 2014 and third-round pick from 2015. I mean, they give up nothing for these guys. They almost picked up Kessler from the Canucks. They almost picked up Vanek as well.
Almost Molson. So, they were in on Molson.
They also picked up Lee Stepniak from Calgary for a third-round pick. Dan Ellis, goalie, was traded from the Dallas Stars to the Panthers for Tim Thomas. David Legwon, forward from the Nashville Predators, was traded to the Detroit Red Wings for Patrick Eves, Kale Dronkrok, and 2014 conditional third-round pick. So, like, you know, all these trades, like, there's a lot of trades that go down.
Yeah.
The other big name off the board was Matt Molson, was traded to the Wild, along with Cody McCormick for Torrey Mitchell, 2014 second-round pick, and a 2016 second-round pick. So Buffalo got a lot of that out of a lot of this because, you know, the Ryan Miller trade earlier in the week.
Yeah, this was exactly what you were saying with if we're not in it, everyone out.
Yeah, ship him.
And that's what they did from the start of the year with Vanek.
Yeah.
And now Ryan Miller and Molson, too, eventually.
They also traded Halak, who they just picked up in that Miller trade, for a goalie in Michael Nerverth and Kessler, a defender from the Capitals, and Yaroslav Halak was traded to the Capitals along with a third-round pick. So, like I said, a lot went down during this NHL trade deadline.
The NHL doesn't mess around. I mean, if a team needs something, they're getting that.
Absolutely. Or they're getting somewhat of that, you know.
Maybe not that guy particularly, but they're getting that position.
Exactly. And
it's fun to see. I mean, it's one of the best, as you said. It's just always fun. It's always fun to watch on ESPN, you know.
Oh, it's just everything's just dropping every second. And, you know, through this whole thing, I updated our Twitter through every deal.
Yeah.
You know, I even threw out some rumors that ended up happening maybe seconds later. So, you know, definitely follow us on Twitter. I've been, you know, updating it rather quickly with a lot of stuff that's been going down in the sports world. We mainly talk about the four major sports. Right now, obviously, it's March. The biggest event, one of the biggest sporting events, happens in this month.
Yeah,
and it's March Madness. And I love this.
My favorite sporting event.
How can you not love this? You know, there's basketball on through this whole month every day.
That's why this is my favorite thing, is because it's not just one day.
Yeah,
it's every day. The Super Bowl, I get it. It's like, I get it, but This is every day.
There's like 20
for
games.
Hours yeah. a day. I mean, it's, exactly. It is just awesome to watch. It's the upsets.
Yeah,
everything
and it's
this.
Not even like blowouts. It's all upset. Yeah. Like you're gonna have a close game. You're gonna have a good game to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
And CBS, TNT, TBS, all of the.
True TV does
True
it too.
True TV, yeah. True TV just got it as well. So you know, there's games on all over. Yeah. You have the app on your phone that will have the games streamed live.
We did it last year.
We did it last year doing a show. Yeah, we were watching a game as we were doing a show.
There's also the billionaire bracket now.
Absolutely,
with Warren Buffett. Yeah. He said he'll give $1 billion to anyone with a perfect bracket.
Yeah,
and not even that, he will. Take you to the national championship game, and you'll sit with him and watch it with a billionaire, and have a chance at $1 billion. And
hey, he'll have the check. He said he'll have the check.
Worst case scenario, if that was me, I would try to become friends with him. Yeah. And even if we lost, it's like, can I get like $100 million?
Give me some kind of money, you know?
Yeah,
no big deal.
I would try to work something out. Like,
come
that,
on, right? I got all the way to the championship. Like, you know,
can I just not work for the rest of my life?
And to kind of get some respect, if you don't like know March Madness and the bracket and everything, there's a 1 in 128 million.
Yeah.
Like chance,
you're better
of
off
you getting a perfect
going off jersey colors, than trying statistics in this. It's just it's impossible to
Absolutely.
Try and crack the code. You will never figure it out.
But like we were saying on last week's show or the week before that, we were talking about how, you know, like guys like me, you, and like all these sports guys will sit there for hours looking at the matchups. Looking at the stats, looking how they match up with this team, this matches up with this team, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you end up losing stupid games. Yeah. And then you have the people that go in that have no idea what they're looking at.
That's the perspective I'm taking this year.
Yeah, they'll just look at a team and be like, oh, you know what? I like the color red.
I'm either going to go with if I know a player on the team that I like or just jersey colors or logos.
Yeah,
I'm taking that chance this year. You know, why not? It's never worked in the past for me with actually trying, so.
I think we should sit together and go over a bracket and, you know, kind of make it like your head with my head.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, obviously the Warren Buffett thing is for free.
Oh, yeah.
So we might as well sit there
and
use my head, use yours head, and just go through the bracket and pick teams.
And just real quick, though, because that's not ESPN. What is the...
That is
it's Quicken Loans or something?
Loans.
Yeah.
Quicken Loans. So Quicken if you want to do that, check out quickenloans.com. Yes. You can fill out a bracket.
It's a chance
for that.
At $1 billion.
Exactly.
Mean, why not do it? It's not costing you money. It creates excitement for you, even
low
if you're
risk,
not a fan. Yeah.
High reward.
This is the ultimate low risk, high reward.
Yeah.
This is the definition
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. And I can't even tell you how excited I am for March Madness.
Yeah, it's the best. It really is.
It really is. I mean, we start March 16th is Selection Sunday, which is this Sunday coming up.
Yeah.
The bracket, the first round starts March 18th and 19th. And it goes from there. I think the championship is around April 7th.
It happens really fast. I mean, from that first day, it seems like the championship game is there.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
We're going to do a bracket together. So we'll do a little pool. That's the best part. You know, just filling out your bracket and just watching
the
games over there.
Yeah, because they're not teams that you root for, but you're rooting for them that day.
Exactly. And it gives you a reason to watch the games.
Yeah.
It gives you a reason to watch the games. But I guess, you know, that will do it for our podcast. We'll be back every week.
Yeah.
We'll have one every week. Also, check us out on allnoiseradio.com and the Live 365 app on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock and Fridays at 5 o'clock Eastern, PM, that is. So keep supporting us.
Yeah.
Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, check us out. We talk about sports. That's what we do.
This is a good first podcast, good experience, and you know, they'll only get better from here.
Yeah, exactly. They get better and better from here. So check us out. This podcast will be up today, March 10th. And that will do it.
Yeah.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tom.
Be breezy.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Tom and Jerry Show.